Hello and welcome to The Unseen Cook, and we're back unseen in my kitchen. Hello, and I am The Unseen Cook, and we're still living in interesting times when food isn't always readily available, and when we have to cut corners, and when we're running to the shops to grab that last elusive packet of those things we weren't able to get last week, or waking up at midnight to secure delivery slots. So, in these interesting times, sometimes we have to make compromises. Now, I am going to make today a chicken mushroom pasta, but it's slightly different in that instead of chicken breast fillets, I used bone-in, skin-on chicken thighs. And I originally bought these to make chicken stock, but once we entered into the period that we're in, I decided that chicken stock would be a little bit of a waste of a kilogram of chicken. So I took it out of the freezer and I boned it and I skinned it, and I decided to cut it up and make various dishes with it. So this one is a pasta dish, and not only have I utilised the chicken thighs, and chicken thighs are actually very tasty, but I've also freed up a huge amount of space in my freezer, which means that if I'm cooking and saving portions, then I can freeze those. And if I do manage to get shopping delivery slots, then I can freeze the shopping I buy as well. So let's go and make some chicken pasta. We'll go through to the kitchen and I'll show you how it's done. Okay, to start with, I'm going to fill up a saucepan with water. Switch that on. So I have here an onion. Chop into some pieces. Just pop those in the food processor, along with some garlic. And then just whiz that up. Now what I also have here is I have some chicken. Now usually for this I might use chicken breast fillets, but I had some chicken thighs in the freezer, which I originally bought to make chicken stock. Because we're in slightly more trying times at the moment, I decided to use them to cook with instead. So these are skin-on, bone-in chicken thighs, so they take a little bit of preparing. What I'm going to do is just pull off the skin. That's actually quite easily done. Right, so I've taken the skin off. Right, so taking out the bone can be slightly more trying. So what I'm going to do, instead of trying to cut it out, is I'm just going to chop up this meat sort of around the bone, if you will. Because given you're going to cook it with some pasta, you don't need perfectly cut meat. Nobody's going to know. And once you've got quite close to the bone, you can just pull the rest of the meat off the bone. There you go, that comes off nicely. Now, worth bearing in mind that with chicken, you have to be absolutely meticulous. If it ends up on your worktops, any of that kind of stuff, chicken carries quite a lot of germs, raw chicken, or can. So it's always incredibly important that once you've been cutting up chicken, to clean the whole worktop around you, even if you're cutting it on a board. Anything that might come into contact with the chicken. Right, now you know that the water is actually boiling, I'm just going to turn that down so it doesn't boil too quickly. And I'm going to take a pan and I'm going to glug in some olive oil. Don't need masses of it, just enough to cover the bottom of the pan. I'm going to light that. Right, now that's heated up, I'm going to take my onion and garlic, which I chopped earlier. Throw that in there. Soften that briefly. You don't want it to burn. The thing is with onion, it can burn to the bottom of the pan quite quickly, so I want to avoid that if possible. And now I'm going to throw in the chicken. Just while that cooks through a bit, I'm going to chop up some mushrooms. Well, I'm going to slice them, actually. nice little butter mushrooms. Right, I'm going to throw those in. Right, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to add some white wine. Now, white wine is indeed a bit of a commodity in these times, but anyone who's cooked with me before will know that I use wine in the smaller bottles. It's about a glass of white wine. There you go. Excellent liquid. Nothing burnt on. And I'm going to bring that to heating. I'm going to turn up the water again. And then I'm going to add some pasta. Now I'm just going to season this chicken. So a bit of salt, a bit of pepper. Right, so now that's cooking, I'm going to grate some cheese. Now, you can use any cheese with this. Originally, when I first encountered this recipe, the recipe said to use Gruyère. But in truth, if you don't buy Gruyère often, and you don't cook this often, then Gruyère tends to go to waste a bit. So I've tried Gruyère and I've tried Emmental, and to be honest, the cheese I have most in my house is Parmesan and cheddar. So what I do is I'm going to grate a mixture of both. What you want is kind of a decent chunk of cheddar, a little bit of Parmesan, and you're going to mix the cheddar with that. Right, so obviously you've grated those, so what you need to do is just mix them together a little bit. Right, so the meat's been cooking for a while now, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to take some creme fraiche. I'm just going to tip that in. And I'm going to stir that in so that makes a nice sauce. And now I'm going to drain the pasta. I'm going to mix that into the sauce. And then what I'm going to do in the meantime is I'm going to light the grill. And then just while that heats up, that's what mixes nicely, I'm going to tip this into a dish. Now, depending on how much you cook, depends on the size of dish that you want to use. So, but you'll use something like a casserole dish. And they obviously come in varying sizes. In fact, in my experience, they tend to come in three sizes. You tend to buy them in, unless you're buying them one at a time. But the ones I've bought in the past, I've bought in sets. Small, medium and large, and they work quite well. Especially if you're making things like cottage pies and, you know, things that you might want to make a couple of so you can freeze some and not. I actually also have some small casseroles, which again are ideal for making smaller portions. Right, so what I'm going to do with this now is I'm going to sprinkle my grated cheese over the top of this dish. Nice lot of cheese to cover it all the way. And then I'm going to put that under the grill. And I'm going to leave that to cook until the cheese browns on top. Right, so that's been cooking for a while. You can hear that kind of spitting, and that's the cheese. What I'm going to do, I'm going to take that out. And that cheese is almost crispy on top now. Switch this off. There you go, that's bubbling nicely. And then I'm going to serve this, and while I do that, we'll just have a quick recap.
To make chicken mushroom pasta, peel and finely chop one onion and one clove of garlic. Preheat one tablespoon of olive oil in a saucepan and add the veg, stirring until soft. Cut the chicken into bite-sized pieces and add these to the pan, turning until browned. Meanwhile, slice button mushrooms and add these to the pan with the chicken. Add one glass of white wine and leave to simmer.
Meanwhile, bring a saucepan of water to the boil and add 2 ounces of pasta per person. Grate some cheddar and parmesan into a bowl and mix together well. Just before draining the pasta, add 250 grams of creme fraiche to the chicken mixture. Mix together well, drain the pasta and add this to the pan. Pour the chicken and pasta into a heatproof dish and sprinkle over the grated parmesan and cheddar. Place under a preheated grill until the cheese has browned.
So that's chicken with mushroom pasta and seeds.